similar game, very similar role to professional tennis. So I think that's what makes it very special. Do you still have problems with his accent? he's fine. He spends a lot of time in London. I know he lives there, so he's trying to talk very clear. I thank him. No, he's good. He's good. He's a couple of guys around. We have a very good relationship, my team and his team, so we always joke around. Was a physiotherapist from Scotland that was with him, I think, a couple years ago, and it was very hard to understand what he was saying. but his accent is absolutely fine. He speaks very clear.
Novak, after tonight, Wawrinka drops down to number 9 in the rankings, and for the first time since 2013, July, the Fab Four are back. The Fab Four are the top four. Are you surprised about that? Would you believe that could happen? What that means? Nothing or something?
Well, of course, there was naturally a lot of talks about the change of generation, new players coming in, with Wawrinka and Cilic winning Grand Slams last year, that the four guys that you're referring to will not be the top four anymore, but it's the case as you mentioned now again. So I still think that this, the four guys still have the best chances to win the Grand Slam titles, even though we had two different Grand Slam winners last year. But those are the top four favorites, and then you have the other guys. But of course, men's tennis is in a different place than it was a few years ago. Now you have, as we mentioned, Cilic, Wawrinka, and then the youngsters like Nishikori, Raonic, and Dimitrov that are, showing their qualities and are able to challenge the best players in the world.
Novak, Stan said that going into this match, you already knew that he was mentally dead. Did you have any indication from your side going in that maybe you weren't going to be able to bring your best level? And if yes, is there anything you wanted to make sure it doesn't happen?
It didn't seem too mentally dead to me in the court. He's playing some great tennis, especially in the second and fourth set. But I guess he knows what he's talking about. Of course, it's not easy for him to face this kind of circumstances of being defending champions. A lot of pressure, a lot of points to defend. And the gentleman mentioned he's gonna drop to number 9 of the world, so it's a significant drop for rankings, and many things change in terms of that drop. So, that's a valuable experience for him. But again, he was semifinals of the Grand Slam, and once you're on the court, you really forget about being exhausted or sick or something like this. You just want to give your best, and that's what I think he did.
Novak, you've won 7 of the last 8 against Andy. Does that mean you've figured out the perfect way to play him?
Well, there's not much. Predictable scenarios in our matchup. I think we know each other pretty well. We practice a lot and play many matches against each other on different surfaces, especially in this arena a few times in the finals. So I'm sure we both know what to expect from each other's game. And, the fact that I won my last 7 out of 8 matches, of course, it's going to serve as a great confidence booster coming into the match. But as I mentioned before, there's no clear favorite. I think the way he's been playing, and he already knows what it takes to win a Grand Slam title. On the other hand, I'm going to try to use also my own experience and of course motivation to eventually get my hands on the title as well.
Novak, I don't know how much you've watched of Andy here this year, but if you have watched some of them, what do you think's changed in this game since last season?
Well, I think he's going for the shot. He's one of the best defenders in the game, no question about it. He's an incredible counter puncher. He's got a lot of variety in his game. Excuse me. He's got also a big serve. If he serves well, I think that's huge. Say a confidence boost and advantage for him. He feels that he's more relaxed on the court. He can swing through his shots from the baseline. I think forehand has improved, judging by the matches that he has played during this couple of weeks, comparing to a few months ago. He's using that shot really well. The courts have played a little bit faster this last 2 years than was previous years here in Rock River Arena, as we mentioned before. So I think because they are fast and because the ball is bouncing a bit lower, that's pretty suitable to his style of the game, because he likes that. He has a flat backhand and moves around the court pretty well. So it's going to be a very physical match, no doubt about that. And it's finals, so I'm sure that we both are going to go out and give all that.
Well, then.
Question, please. Last one.
No, like, does Stan have the best drop shots in the tour?
No.
Last one over here. Novak, you won your first Grand Slam title here. Now you're nearly in your fifth. Tell us what this would mean to you if it is.
I mean everything, of course. Getting to the finals is already a great achievement, as I mentioned before. But now this is the match where, you know, for which you have worked for now 2 months, and this is where you want to be. This is why you put all these hours on and off the court and trying to get yourself in a position to win the Grand Slam trophy, because that's what matters the most. And I'm gonna give my best. Thank you.
Thank you.